This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Colossians 3. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. N.C. Wyeth, whose paintings gave us unforgettable images of the heroes of stories like the Yearling and Treasure Island, unfortunately felt compelled to write on the door of his studio, "I will not have good fortune or God's blessing let in while I am working." Exodus 31 tells quite a different story of how God chose Bezalel and Oholib and filled them with his spirit. He gave them extraordinary artistic ability to make beautiful carvings, tapestries, and cast gold, silver, and bronze furnishings for the tabernacle, the tent in which God lived among his people Israel. When the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts, he gives us gifts to serve God. No calling in life is meant to be separate from God. Brother Lawrence, a lowly monk, practiced the presence of God while washing dishes in a monastery kitchen. The prophet Zechariah describes the world transformed by the coming of the Lord. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed in the bells of the horses. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Everything in life is made fruitful, beautified, sanctified, and brought into balance when we do it for the Lord.
The Today Devotional is made available by Reframe Media, in print, online, or as a daily email. Sign up at thisistoday.com.